The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation built the Echo Dam in 1931 and entered into a concession contract which would manage operational services at the reservoir. The concessionaire recently terminated the contract. Now the Utah State Parks Department will partner with the BOR to enhance and operate the newly named Echo Reservoir State Park. The funds to build new facilities will come from Utah State Parks capital funds and the BOR. Utah State Parks and Recreation Regional Manager David Harris says most of Utah's state parks are now operated on revenues from usage fees.
1% of our entire budget is general fund money, and we use that for our museums and heritage areas that typically wouldn't ever be able to make a profit. But our recreational areas, we work towards that it's a business and that they need to make a profit and pay for what they offer there. Our camping and our day use fees and, our concession fees and all the fees that we take in, we use those to operate our park system rather than taxpayer dollars.
The BOR and Utah State Parks will share in the cost of infrastructure upgrades, but they'll take public input before anything is finalized.
We've got some basic plans, but we're having an open public meeting, open house, on March 1st at Jordan L. State Park Event Center. That's going to be a joint meeting with the Bureau of Reclamation and ourselves, and we'll have some basic plans set up that folks can look at and make comments on.
Boating is alive and well in Utah, and there's hope that Echo will take some pressure off of the other reservoirs in northern Utah.
We hope it'll move folks around a little bit, but Echo already had a lot of people going to it, so I'm not sure if it'll drastically reduce the number of people that go to Jordan L or Rockport's getting very busy as well. The Deer Creek is real busy, so all of our boating parks up in that area are extremely busy. But we hope this will spread folks out a little bit more and so they have a better recreational experience.
Utah State Parks and Recreation Board member Ryan Starks says the state legislature is looking at new recreation designations for popular tourist locations.
It wouldn't be a park, but it would be a state monument. And so this monument, I guess the search for monuments would go through the State Parks Board, and the recommendations would go to the legislature for approval, and then the governor would give the final stamp of approval. I believe the legislature and leaders across the state are always looking for opportunities to preserve space for recreational purposes, such as a state park. But there are no state parks that I'm aware of that are being considered, this year outside of Echo.
And would the state monuments also be required to be profit centers?
That's to be determined, because if certain monuments, for example, may not have a lot of cost to keep up, the maintenance in the facility would just be so minimum that probably the mandate wouldn't be as great. But depending on the situation, and I think the details will come forth here in the next 12 months.
If interested in giving input, there's an open house scheduled at the Jordan L. State Park Events Center on March 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.